Well, Lori, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
How has the legalization of marijuana impacted Youth Zone?
We've seen a few different implications of the new legalization, but it's more coming from the medical when we got medical marijuana. Obviously, the law is still taking shape, but as of 3 years ago is when we started seeing some different trends. We used to see about 10% of our kids would come to us with minor in possession, which is basically alcohol or marijuana. And in the last few years, that has jumped to almost 25% of our kids, and most of those are marijuana charges.
You said the passing of Amendment 64 is creating a social normalization of marijuana. How can you tell?
Well, just by talking to kids, and it's amazing, what we've done educationally with our young people in speaking to the dangers of drinking and driving and the dangers of tobacco use they've really been impacted. So kids know, and most of the kids that we see, and we deal with about, oh, over 1,000 every year. They will say, "Yeah, we don't drink and drive. That's stupid. We know better than that. We know the dangers of tobacco." But out of those same kids' mouths, they'll say, "But I can be high and drive. That's no big deal. And I actually can show up at work and be high. That's no big deal." And it's medicinal and it's natural, all of those things. And then, of course, when you see a medical marijuana shop, four or five in your town, it does send the message that it really is not a drug and it's okay if I use this because, after all, I can use this. It's medicine.
It's not like that's going to change. Marijuana retail shops are allowed to open on January 1st. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, and again, Youth Zones doesn't want to take a political stand, obviously. This is more about keeping it out of the hands of teenagers. And it will be a challenge. And I think as a community, we need to be very proactive about how we're educating families and parents and the young people and schools, so that kids understand the harmful effects that marijuana does have on their developing brain. That's Youth Zone's stance, is that we have an obligation to our young people to educate them and to educate parents so that they understand that as an adult, my brain functions very differently than a 15-year-old's brain.
Your organization is working with local schools on educating kids about drugs. How are you doing that?
So what we started delving into this, it's like, how can we really be really proactive and bring some education and public awareness? And it started getting really big. We have a large valley. There's 80 miles here, and had such positive response from schools and other drug and alcohol providers and people who are real stakeholders in this whole issue, that it got overwhelming for our organization to kind of lead the way on this. So there is an organization called the Roaring Fork Leadership Program, and it's a nonprofit that works to really enhance leadership skills with community members. And so we have submitted that particular project to the Roaring Fork Leadership Team to see if there's a bigger, more collaborative way that Youth Zone can be involved. And the end result is still a public awareness campaign, but we have a lot of other partners in getting this message out.
So there's a lot of interest in this.
There's a lot of interest, yes.
And when do you expect to sort of roll out that public awareness campaign?
I would imagine it's going to be after the first of the year. We want to take advantage of the time that the kids are in school so we can do some school assemblies and, we have a captive audience there. So I don't want to miss that opportunity.
you guys have found that the rate of marijuana use amongst this age group is greatest in the Roaring Fork Valley compared to anywhere else in the state. Is that right?
That was, we did an evaluation, and we, every 3 years, we do a complete evaluation of our programs. And after the medical marijuana law came into effect, and we were just seeing more and more kids coming in with not only charges of marijuana use, but they might have come to us because they had a petty theft charge, but they're one-third of the time, so even more than that, 35% of the time, kids were coming to us with risk with substance abuse, which was an increase. So when we did our last evaluation, we had our evaluator take a separate look at marijuana use in particular. And what he found in just with the other statistics that he could find in Colorado and nationwide is that just under 10% of our clients, Youth Zone clients, reported using marijuana once a month or more often. So they were fairly regular users. And at that rate, that was 21% higher than for other youth in Colorado. So, yes, you're correct in that our kids in this valley, and that means Aspen to Parachute, smoke at a higher rate than most kids in Colorado.
Your organization is now gathering new data, correct?
We are, yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It still continues to be a trend, an upward trend that kids are using. Right now, our initial look at our evaluation says that about 60% of young people do not use, which is a positive. So you'll talk to, you know, we talk to kids obviously all the time, and what they tell us and their perception is, oh, everybody's using, everybody's using. And that, in fact, is not the case, but it still continues to increase. So we're at about 40% of kids are using marijuana.
I have talked to some folks in the marijuana kind of industry who say, you know, they try to keep it out of kids' hands and that sort of thing. And it is regulated, you know, at least the retail is for ages 21 and older.
Right.
Is that any comfort? Do you think that will maybe deter kids from getting the marijuana via that retail route?
Yeah, and you know, Marcy, I'm not insinuating that people who are going to legally sell marijuana are wanting kids to get their hands on it in any way at all. That's not my intent is to put blame, or I'm saying as a society and as a community, we are norming it to be very socially acceptable. So therefore, kids, the risks perceived by young people goes down. They don't see it as a risk. So yes, I think that's wonderful. And I know that business people and adults in general obviously have great intentions. And so yes, there are regulations and all of that is very, very helpful. But the bottom line is that when you have something legal in your community and it's being used more, there will be repercussions to our young people. They simply don't perceive it as much of a risk.
All right, Lori, thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcy.